Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. This program will feature the swing orchestras of Earl Hines, Duke Ellington, Jimmy Dorsey, Stan Kenton with Anita O'Day on vocals, Hal McIntyre and Red Norvo and his wife, Mildred Bailey. The Earl Hines Orchestra was the house band at the Grand Terrace Cafe in Chicago from 1928 through 1940. The Grand Terrace was a gangster hangout and was controlled by Al Capone. Hines and his band members wisely learned to see nothing, hear nothing, and say nothing. Capone referred to Hines as his piano man. This set contains three instrumentals by the Grand Terrace Orchestra, all Earl Hines originals: Madhouse, Swingin' Down, and Rhythm Sunday. Thank you. This is the Dr. Jazz Swing Program. Edward Kennedy Ellington was born to a middle-class musical family in Washington, D.C. in 1899. He began piano lessons at 7, and a childhood friend nicknamed him Duke because of his elegant manners. Ellington wrote his first song, Soda Fountain Rag, at 14, while working as a soda jerk. At 18, he formed the Duke Serenaders and performed at local events. By 1924, the band had moved to New York City, became the Washingtonians, grown in size, and made their first recordings. In 1927, Ellington's orchestra became the house band at the Cotton Club. The Duke kept his band together for over 50 years until he died in 1974 at age 75. He composed over 2,000 works in his lifetime. He was able to keep many of his musicians in his band for nearly 50 years. He is widely considered America's greatest composer. Here's three by Ellington and his orchestra from 1940. The Girl of My Dreams Tries to Look Like You, sung by Herb Jeffries. The Ellington Standard, Take the A-Train, and then the Giddy Bug Gallop. You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz going on your radio. Jimmy Dorsey, older brother to Tommy, was considered one of the best saxophone and clarinet players of the 20s and 30s. Dorsey's father was a teacher and musician who taught his sons to play many instruments. This next set features the clarinet and alto sax playing of Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra on Darktown Strutter's Ball, with June Richmond singing, then Charleston Alley, and Jelly Roll Morton's King Porter Stomp.
Don't be late. I'll be there when the band starts.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. Anita O'Day was born Anita Bell Colton in Kansas City in 1919, but she grew up in Chicago. She left her unhappy house at 14 to dance in marathon dance contests. After 2 years, she returned to Chicago and began singing in local clubs. Gene Krupa saw her perform and hired her. When Krupa's band broke up in 1943, she sang with Woody Herman for a while and then joined Stan Kenton for 11 months. She and her husband were arrested at a party at their home by undercover cops for marijuana possession. After 90 days in jail, she sang with Woody Herman for a while and then went on her own. She had problems with alcohol and became addicted to heroin and almost overdosed. She was busted for heroin and went to jail again. She recorded a number of jazz albums in the 50s and 60s, which cemented her place as one of the great jazz singers. She passed away in 2006 at age 87. Here's Anita with the Kenton Swing Band with You Betcha, Mad for a Pad, and Gotta Be Gettin'.
Why must my feet have to creep through the streets till they're beat? gotta be getting, got to be a going, going. Heard a train whistle blowing, blowing, blowing. Woo, got that old wanderlust, just must get going, going. My brain says no, but my heart says go, so I'm riding the rails again. Gotta be getting, don't care when I get there, don't care. Gotta catch me a cloud that's sailing nowhere, nowhere. Got a date on the moon and just must get there, get there. Got to stray when I feel this way, so I'm riding the rails again. Birds fly, fly away, I'll be the blue. So must I. Gotta be getting, got to be a going, going. Heard a train whistle blowing, blowing, blowing. Woo, woo, got that old wanderlust, just must get going, going. My brain says no, but my heart says go, so I'm riding the rails again. Gotta be getting, got to be a going, going. The railroad track seems to call me back. Ain't even got the time to pack. Just know, must go. I'm giving the air to all my worry and care. I'm riding the rail.
You're listening to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Hal McIntyre and Glenn Miller were the best of friends. They first met when Miller auditioned McIntyre to play the sax in his band. He was hired on the spot in 1937 and stayed for 4 years. When Miller's first band folded, it was McIntyre who talked him into a second try. It was Miller who encouraged McIntyre, both spiritually and financially, to form his own orchestra in 1941. Here's a live performance by the Hal McIntyre Swing Band, Scarlet and Amber.
I think you'll like Scarlet and Amber. Thank you.
The Century Room of the Commodore Hotel in New York City, One Night Stand has presented the music of Hal McIntyre and his orchestra.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Mildred Bailey's mother was a Coeur d'Alene Indian, and Mildred grew up on a reservation in northern Idaho. She was light-skinned and didn't look Native American, which no doubt helped with her singing career in those days. Next up are three songs by Mildred with her husband, Red Norville's band. Long About Midnight, Weekend of a Private Secretary, and Someday Sweetheart.
Take a walk along the avenue. You'll hear the sound come floating through. Long about midnight, close the windows and they dim the lights. Keep the doing from the stranger's sight. And everything is going right. Long about midnight, glasses tinkle, couples sway, taking the pleasure they find. They really mean it, it's the real McCoy. They turn loose 1,000 pounds. sight. Then everything is going right. Long about midnight, glasses tinkle, couples sway, taking the pleasure they find. They don't care how they live by day, they just leave the worries behind.
Their customs, their picturesque ways. In searching for some local colors, I ran across a Cuban gent, and he was such a big sensation, I forgot the population. He showed me the city, he taught me the customs. My trip to Havana was quite a success. So we were tardy in returning to the dock. So I delayed it, even dropped my shawl. The Cuban made it as they gave the final call. Darn it all.
The weary blues will ever come to you.
apart. You're happy now and can't see how the weary blues will ever come to you. But as you sow, so shall you reap, dear.
Once again, there's some time left for another short one, so let's add Doris Day and the Les Brown Band of Renown with I Can't Help It. Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.